I was not a regular attendant to these meetings for a while. Process the documents, and I am reading on all the past exchanges and teachings that you provided over time. And I'm so grateful to have that opportunity to make up for my for that. There's so many aspects that I'm learning from you, in, of course, about my own self, but about how to apply them to my son. You know, one of the things you mentioned is as they get older, don't repeat. You know, they're going to be resistant to hearing that they're the light. So just wait for when they are hurting, and that's a good time opportunity for them to hear that and to exercise that and to see that. Just the other day, I want to give an example. He was having a panic attack because he was so far behind. It was late at night, and it was really a bad situation for him. I just kind of helped him calm down and, you know, just see that none of that fear is him. And you mentioned helping them understand the quality of the fear and the quality of anxiety. And so I, you know, basically while I was, you know, I was in the context of teaching him math for getting him ready for tomorrow's exam. Just, you know, when he calmed down, I said, see, this, you're the same person. You don't have to, you know, go with that. You know, you're not that fear. So many things, so many other things that you've taught us, and I try to put to work, and they all work so amazing. You know, I'm just beyond grateful for how much insight you've given me to apply. So that's what I can share. Thank you.
Beautiful, yeah. Look at that. Just few minutes of talking about fear, you have put a seed in his heart and his mind that will be effective the remaining of his life. So isn't that better than saying, oh, you don't fear, just do your homework. They have to understand what the quality of fear is and how to release it. And every time a child has released the old impression in themselves, you have allowed that child to experience his divinity. Imagine that.
Yeah, if I can add, before you taught us all these great wisdoms, my only focus was to get him ready for society and just teach him, you know, some worldly skills. I mean, I'm doing that too right now, but my focus, and thanks to you, my focus and my the main agenda is to teach him to understand, go back to his own self and to experience peace and not make concepts even out of spirituality. Like, meditation is not like something we have to do. You know, I was explaining to him the other day, you know, he said that you're going to go to your room and meditate. I said, you know, all I do is stay silent. It's not something I do. And he just watches me and he sees these, and he's learning in action. Just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.